Welcome to Channel Chat, the podcast series from SearchNetworkingChannel.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor. Our special guest is Carl Mazzanti of eMazzanti Technologies, a business optimization services provider from Hoboken, New Jersey. eMazzanti Technologies offers business process analysis as well as network services such as design, management, and mobility. Today's topic is hidden ways to make your customer's network feel like a Ferrari on a Volkswagen budget. Thanks for joining us today, Carl.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
So, Carl, what are some of these hidden ways? I'm sure many of our listeners have customers who would love big results with a small budget.
Elaine, you know, I think everyone has experienced a little bit of pressure on doing more with what they have today. So what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about some of the ways that listeners can take their customer's network and improve a little bit of performance on little or no investment. The first one is, I can't tell you how many people's networks I walk into and they have a hub still or a 10x100 switch, you know, for a couple hundred dollars now or maybe $10 or $20 a port, you can get the gigabit networking. It's such a basic item. All our new computers already run that way. Whether their wiring's up to spec or not, they should experience some sort of performance improvement. So it gets you a little bit closer to that Ferrari and kind of the Volkswagen arena. Another one is training people to do more with what they have. You know, these so many customers out there have Ferrari-like tools sitting at their fingertips but don't know what to do with it. It's like having a shiny new device arrive inside of your environment and not knowing what to do with it, so it literally just sits there. It's like, you know, not having gas in your tank, so to speak.
Carl, could you give an example of one of these?
So let's take Outlook. You know, Outlook has this junk email folder, and you know, it's on by default. Maybe some people turn it on. Maybe some people turn it off, but there's a feature in there called Safe Senders. It's a checkbox. I would say if the solution providers who are listening to this call just went up to their customers and checked off that checkbox that said save the email addresses for the people I send an email to in that dialog box, almost every single one of the solution providers would find hidden revenue at their customers. What we've been doing for customers for years is we've been going up to them, checking that box off, and if they have Exchange Server, we collect all of those email addresses into one central location, and that turns into people's email campaigns. It's just an easy way to collect dynamically email addresses for anyone you've ever emailed to. And if you've emailed them, or your staff has, or the customer's employees do, those are people that should be added to the newsletter. It's free, easy marketing. It's a dynamically growing list. If they've got an Exchange Server inside their environment, you can collect all the names to one location. If they don't, and it's a small environment, maybe like a real estate office or some small organization, you just have someone manually on a monthly basis go by and export them all to a text file and import them into whatever they're sending out as email campaigns. There's many, many firms out there that have equipment that they're not doing something with, so you could use ReadyBoost on a Windows computer. If you look at those SanDisk cards, they've got to be $8 to $16. You add that to any computer running Vista up to Windows 7, and all of a sudden you'll get a performance improvement. A lot of customers out there have machines that they downgraded to XP. You know, if you installed Windows 7 on it and you made it 64-bit versus the 32-bit that it existed 8 years ago or 7 years ago, its hidden performance makes a customer feel like they've got a Ferrari again, but they never actually had to buy any equipment. It just gives that solution provider the opportunity to go in, add some value to a customer with not a lot of cost.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks so much for joining us, Carl.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, Elaine.
Be sure to check SearchNetworkingChannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.